I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gave breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea, and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them, let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains, let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. And I think here Isaiah the prophet beholds from afar the coming Messiah. Hundreds of years before Christ was born, Isaiah, perhaps more than anyone else in the Old Testament, saw more of Christ before he came. And I think Christ is described there in the opening verses of that 42nd chapter. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. And that expression there might refer to sharing the gospel. The gospel is about justice, whereby our sin is dealt with once and for all. And it also, I think, resonates with the idea of judgment. Christ not only comes to save, but he comes a second time to judge. And yet an interesting description is given of him in verses 2 and 3. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. And we know that the Lord, when he came, he preached and he taught. We even know that he did actually cry out. But I wonder if the crying out here perhaps refers to those closing hours or closing days of his life, where as a lamb before its shearer he was silent. And yet look also at his ministry in verse 3. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. Well, why is a reed bruised? Now, a reed is an insignificant plant. You know, you might just touch it and it will snap. A mouse, a child, a passing dog might step on a reed and it is damaged. And yet here we're told, a bruised reed he will not break. So imagine a relatively insignificant plant, a reed by some water, which has already been damaged, perhaps by a passerby, by a bird, by a dog. But here this one, this elect one in whom God's soul delights, when he comes across a bruised reed, he does not break it. Something which is considered worthless even when it's not bruised, but even more so now it is bruised, he will not break it. Now why is the reed bruised? And I don't think Isaiah speaks literally of Jesus coming and, you know, being very careful around reeds. I think reeds, of course, stand for people. And people are bruised and people are damaged. Sometimes they're damaged by the world. Sometimes they're damaged by themselves. Sometimes they're damaged physically. Oftentimes they're damaged spiritually. But this bruised reed, this damaged person, he will not break, nor will he suffer others to break him. A smoking flax he will not quench. Now, if some flax is smoking, presumably there has been some kind of fire. There's been some kind of light. Some people, when they comment on this passage, speak of a flickering candle. A candle in which perhaps it has been a light, there is some heat there, but there is smoke coming from it, but there is not really any light. Now I would have said that a candle which is smoking, but it's not giving off any light or any heat, you know, you might as well give up on it. And yet the Lord finds in the smoking flax and the bruised reed something worth keeping. Richard Sibbes, the great Puritan commentator, suggested that the bruised reed and the smoking flax referred to the Christian or those Christians undergoing particularly difficult times. Or perhaps those who are especially struggling in their faith. And he speaks of flax which should be a light, but instead there's not very much there. But there is smoke. And Sib says, well, there's no smoke without fire. You might not see the light in that person, you might not see the strength in that person, but the Lord does not extinguish what little there is. Because a smoking flax he will not quench. Likewise, the bruised reed. Sibbes actually argues that the bruised reed is a person whom the Spirit of God has bruised. And the Puritan understanding of salvation is that the Spirit of God bruises and convicts every person to give them that terrible awareness of sin that then they cry out to a Saviour. And those whose consciences prick them and hurt them are the bruised reed. And that though they be down in the doldrums, down in the dumps, yet Christ does not write them off or throw them away or stamp upon them, but rather he patiently and gently waits for them, binds up their wounds, and offers strength where there is weakness. I sometimes look at my own life and I wonder at what little faith I have. When things are going well in my life, my faith is very strong. When things aren't going so well, that's when you check the temperature of your soul. And I fear that I am a bruised reed, far more bruised than I imagine. And as far as flax goes, I fear sometimes there's more smoke than there is light. But the joy of the passage is that those who are weak, and those who are struggling, and those who aren't strong, and those who are feeble, and those who are bent, and those that are nearly extinguished, he will not break, and he will not quench. I believe the Bible teaches that those whom Jesus saves, he does not lose. Now, if my salvation is dependent upon my continued faithfulness, I don't think I can sleep tonight. Because I'm a bruised reed. I am but a smoking flax. But it's such as me, and it's such as you, that will not be broken and will not be quenched. And those whom the Lord redeems and buys, though they be feeble, he will see you through this world and the world to come. What did he say in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, that we considered on Sunday morning? For I am gentle and lowly in heart. That's good news. For bruised reeds and smoking flaxes. And this is the God before whom we come this evening. Be encouraged.